Yeah, we got a new show for y'all.
Can I sit down first?
Yeah, we got a good show for y'all.
Hey, before we start the show, support Hogs Twins. Yeah. Go to officialhogstwins.com.
Hey, man, why you stuttering, man? You still got COVID?
Go to officialhogstwins.
Hey, still sick,
no, shut up.
Hey,
I'm doing this.
Hey,
no,
hey,
no,
hey,
hold up. No.
Hey, never mind.
Wait a minute, Kevin. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. Hey, to support the Hogs Twins, go to officialhogstwins.com. Get you a patriotic t-shirt or hat today.
Yeah.
Keeps the lights on.
Yeah.
And anyway,
it keeps the conservative movement going strong. I'm wearing the Chinese virus survivor t-shirt because I just survived the Chinese virus.
What's the discount code, Keith? Man, just say Chinese virus, 20% off. All right, let's get to our topics.
Yeah.
Get your arm off of me. Let's get over.
Hey, man, we ain't social distancing, man.
Hey, man, put your mask on. Joe Biden wanted everybody to wear a mask.
Yeah, man, you got to follow, man. You got to follow that dictator, man.
He
wanted everybody to wear a mask, man.
What are you doing?
Got to wear a mask, man. We gotta slow down the curve.
Take that.
Hey, put your damn mask on.
Take the damn mask off.
Hey, you know what? I wore my mask. I washed my hands. Still got it. That sucks. You washed your hands.
That's like wearing a condom.
Yeah, and still get the girl pregnant. That sucks. That's like laying down with your woman, and you pull out, and she still gets pregnant. I can't do nothing right.
Yeah, all right, man, let's get serious on this. All right, Joe Biden gave a nice little speech in front of that sign, Office of President-Elect. No such thing.
I still don't think he's going to become president.
Man.
Got a hunch, man.
See, I see through Democrats.
Yeah, all they do is point the finger at the right.
That's all they do.
It's their fault. Everything that's wrong in the world is because of Republicans.
It's because of racist white people on the right.
Yeah.
Everything in this world.
That's their go-to, man. And to this day, their constituents, they believe every word of it.
Yeah, and he's mentioning that Trump's administration is not moving fast enough to get people vaccinated. Look here.
Right.
When Trump said they was going to have a vaccine at the end of the year.
Yeah, y'all said, nah, that you can't do that. That's impossible.
Yeah, you're crazy. That's never been done because typically it takes these drug companies years to come with a vaccine.
Right.
Right? But because of the Defense Production Act, he got it done.
Operation Warp Speed.
Right?
But you still, to this day, you haven't gave his administration any credit for it.
And we knew those vaccines was ready before the election, but they waited till after the election because y'all can't give this man credit for anything.
Yeah. But you want to blame him. Because they've only distributed, like, I think, like a couple million vaccinations to the American people.
Yeah, and he said Trump administration not moving fast enough getting people vaccinated. When, because of the Trump administration, we got a damn vaccine.
Yeah, even Dr. Fauci came out and he said, this is a medical expert. I still think he's a cocksucker. I don't like him. But he's a medical expert. We have to give him his credit where it's due.
Yeah.
He said,
this is going to take...
distributing this vaccine is going to take a lot longer than anybody would like.
Yeah.
The medical experts are saying that.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden wants to blame the Trump administration.
They're not moving fast enough. Matter of fact, Joe said he has a challenge for him and his administration first 100 days. The first 100 days, he wants to vaccinate 100 people. On that page...
100 people?
I mean 100 million people.
I'm like, damn, Joe, you're moving slow as hell. First 100 days vaccine, 100 people.
Yeah, I had a Joe Biden moment right there. Hey, but look.
He wanted to do 100 million people.
Yeah, so that's a million people per day.
Right.
I said, Joe, even at that pace, it's going to take over a year to vaccinate the entire country.
So you even admit it to the American people.
Yeah.
I'm moving too slow my damn self.
You know what? He brings up, when I get in office,
I'm going to sign 100 100 days. Everybody got to wear a mask. Everybody's wearing masks.
That's not why we have a pandemic, Joe.
Yeah.
It's because China released a damn pandemic across the entire globe.
Yeah.
You think masks going to stop this? If y'all was really serious about stopping this damn virus, y'all would have sent out hazmat suits to every American. If y'all really, now that would have saved lives.
Hey, that would, hey.
That would have been cheaper than them damn ventilators. Them damn ventilators was thousands of dollars. How many damn hazmat suits you could put together?
Yeah, man. Hey, Joe, I thought you was a trailblazer. I thought you was a pioneer. I thought you were trying to bring us together. Hey. Won't you give everybody hazmat suits?
You know what's crazy? Like, when I was sick with COVID, I was locked in this room. I was quarantined. Yeah. It was my wife. If she didn't have me, she'd be liberal as hell. But
my wife, too, man.
They're Mexicans.
If they was for me, man, they would be one of these batshit crazy lefties, man. But I'm a good man.
Yeah, you're a patriot.
I'm a patriot. Yeah. I'm taking my band. I'm teaching them what's right.
Your fan.
My family. I sat out with my fam. That's slang, man.
Oh, fam.
I sat out with my fam, right? My woman said, look here, this how shit gonna be.
Yeah.
I taught them what's right and what's wrong and what to believe and what not to believe and to think for yourself, man.
Yeah. Hey, the only reason why I bring that up, because, like, that room I was in for, like, 2 weeks, I go in there. I didn't see where she was at. I go in there. I see somebody just standing in this blue suit from head to toe, like they about to go to the moon. And I'm like, baby, is that you? In that cleaning up, you can't even hear her. She got this damn blue suit on.
My wife wouldn't come nowhere near me, man.
Anyway, like I was saying about Joe, the Defense Production Act, Trump's already did that.
Yeah. And we already wearing masks. If you want to do something a step better, why don't you just send out the hazmat suits?
Man, I'm telling you right there, that would.
Hey, I might even vote for you. Send out hazmat suits. No, I still ain't going to vote for you because you know why? I'm not walking around no damn hazmat suit.
Hey, and of course, in this speech, he's got to bring up
race.
He talking about when he get in office, he's going to make sure
the vaccine is given to everybody, regardless of the color of your skin, your economic background.
Yeah, if you're black, you're Mexican,
you're Native American, you're going to get the vaccine too.
What is that? What does that imply when he says something like that?
That right this now, country Trump is horrible. Is
just, yeah, right. What?
That this country is horrible.
This is a horrible racist country, and currently just the Trump administration is giving it to white people.
Yeah, like black and brown people's come to get the vaccines. Hey, you get out of line. We got to give it to all the white people first.
Yeah, is that really going down like that, Joe? You got any evidence of black and Native American Mexicans not getting a vaccine because they're Mexicans and blacks?
I mean, it's fact checkers. Are y'all going to fact check that? I can't even say the word fraud without being fact checked. He just accused our government of taking black and brown people and refusing to give them the vaccine.
What's the word he said? Distributed, the vaccine distributed.
More equitable to everybody.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he's not going to get fact checked.
Hell no.
What else that fool say, man?
That fool said all kinds of stupid stuff. I can't even remember.
You know what? Joe Biden.
Let me say this.
Let me do some talking. He talking about, look here, everybody. There's over 350 million people in this country.
Yeah.
He's making an insinuation that Trump's in the White House mixing this stuff up like it's Kool-Aid.
What?
That Trump is mixing this stuff up together in the White House like it's Kool-Aid. Give me some water, some sugar, and a couple of them Kool-Aid
packs. He's making it sound like it's simple to get a vaccination.
Yeah. It takes time
for these drug companies to put together vaccinated. It's not as simple as making Kool-Aid, Joe. Yeah. Give me some water. Give me them grape packets, some sugar. I mean, mix this shit up and get this stuff shipped out.
And he's making the insinuation is it's all because of Trump's administration and still haven't gave the man credit for Operation
Because
Warp Speed.
Trump's administration, we even have a damn vaccine. Y'all call that man foolish and crazy when he aim to get that done the first year this pandemic came across the country.
When are y'all people on the left going to wake up? Look at his speech. He contradicts himself every other breath. Yeah. He's always pointing the finger at Trump. He's always pointing the finger at the Republican. All the Democrats, that's all they do is point the finger at the other guy.
Trump's
like it's their fault.
Yeah, Trump's not moving fast enough.
Yeah.
But then again, next breath, he's talking about Dr. Fauci. He's talking about this is going to take a lot longer than y'all like.
Yeah, and he's talking about I'm going to sign an executive order to speed everything up.
Yeah, the Defense
this
Production
is what
Act.
He's pretty much saying, hey, this is President-elect Joe Biden. Hey, executive order, here, speed this shit up.
Yeah, Trump's already did all of this. You're just copying from his playbook,
mm-hmm.
but he's moving too slow.
Yes.
What ideas do you have, Joe, for this country that's going to get this country through this pandemic quicker, faster, and better? What ideas? You don't have any ideas. Yeah. You're just talking out the side of your mouth.
Yeah, and you're just pointing your finger to the other guy.
Yes, all this.
Just pointing your finger to the other guy. You're already reiterating everything that we are already doing. You have not stated that one simple thing that you would do different. And you're claiming that you are a much better person to run this country than our current president, who helped develop a vaccine quicker than anybody expected. Still, to this day, is continuing to point the finger. Yeah. He's not moving fast enough.
What kind of person? Like in those debates, he kept bringing up how Trump is responsible for hundreds of thousands. What kind of person does that?
Yeah.
For a damn virus.
Well,
that's like me out here picking up a streetwalking hooker, catching some deadly disease, and blaming her for it.
You the one laid down with her. I mean, it just don't make any sense, Joe. And
Hold on, does that make sense what I said?
You shared some of the blame.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I shared some of the damn blame. But still, that was a stupid rationalization. That was a stupid comparison.
Yeah, you might want to come up with something different than that, man.
Hold on, man. Let me think.
Hey, come on, man.
What I'm trying to say is this, everybody.
How can you take the death of from a virus and blame one individual?
When he did everything he could possibly have done keep this from happening, what could he have done differently? Just one thing. I was talking to my sister-in-law. Oh, he should have just came out and told everybody to wear a mask.
He's just following his medical expert.
He just followed what comes to medical experts. What Dr. Fauci, when this first broke out, what did he say?
Just wash your hands.
Just wash your hands. You don't need masks. Yeah. Masks don't work. Trump come out. Damn COVID coming back. Damn COVID.
Yeah. It's just think. Use your mind, everybody, especially people on the left. You have a brain. Think, this man is really bad for this country. He's not going to take responsibility for anything. He's just going to point the finger at the other person.
He can't even take responsibility for his damn crackhead son.
You really think he's...
During the debates, he talking about, what's this with the... They bring up Hunter Biden. Oh, that's Russia disinformation. That's Trump's and his Russian boys out there making up lies about my crackhead son.
Yeah, and all those pictures of Hunter Biden with a crack pipe, falling asleep, naked, smoking heroin. That's all Photoshop.
He even blamed that on Trump and the Russia collusion and all that.
Yeah. That his son's a heroin addict. That he's a crackhead.
No, that's he's not a heroin addict. He's a crackhead.
Man, you smoking crack, you got to be smoking heroin, too.
Well, you don't want to get...
Yeah, they're probably fact-checking. Oh, he's not a heroin addict. A crack addict. Oh, he's not a heroin addict. He just fell asleep with a crack pipe beside him.
Yeah, that's fucking joke.
These fact checks, if y'all ever look at these fact checks, they are ridiculous. Yeah. They are opinionated, and they're lies.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe Biden, if you haven't seen his delusional speech about what Trump is doing wrong and what he's going to do to help make America better and get through this COVID pandemic, if you look at it from beginning to end, he contradicts himself from minute to minute.
Yeah, I don't see.
And he never states anything that he would do different than what Trump is doing now.
This dude's going to raise taxes. Everybody's businesses are hurt. People don't have money.
Yeah.
The economy's doing horrible. Joe Biden's idea, let's raise taxes. Yeah, that's patriotic. I'll pay my taxes. That's crazy as hell. Y'all hate Trump so bad, y'all rather pay more taxes.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
If Trump came out with a cure for cancer.
Yeah. Nah. Nah.
I love it. Anyway, Joe Biden, Democrats, y'all burn in hell. Y'all are evil.
Nah, Keith, it's not their fault, man. They're just not very bright.
What are you talking about?
They're stupid. They can't help themselves.
I think they're actually intelligent. I think their constituents are stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, their constituents.
No, that's not what you said.
No, I'm saying the liberals, the Democrats,
yeah,
they're actually very intelligent people. It's just their constituents. They take advantage of them because they, they're brain dead.
Anyway.
You still ain't got your strict back?
I ain't got my...
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.